The second parak of Masechet Yuma begins with teaching us the halachas of the paisis, that in the Beis HaMikdash, the assignments of which kohen should do which avodah was decided through a pais, through a geira. In fact, the Mefarshim explain why is a geira. Why the geirel in the Beis HaMikdash called pious? Shouldn't they be called geirel? So the Aruch explains that the word pious is another way of saying determine, identify. Through the pious, we are able to identify who should do what, which avodah. But the Meiri explains that the word pious comes from the word pious, to appease. Everybody wants to have a chance to do the avodah. Obviously, not everyone can have that opportunity to do the avodah. How do they determine who should do the avodah without any hard feelings, with pious, with everybody getting along? Through the geira. The mefarshim even debate if the obligation to do the geira was to do it, was it a daraisa, or was it only a derabbanan? The mefarshim want to bring a raya because the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Chaf Beis, that the Ramah teaches us that one is not allowed to make a geira on Shabbos. So the question is, if making a geira, that we ask the Korban Nisanel, that on Shabbos and Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a pious. There's a discussion if they had a pious in Yom Kippur. But Shabbos and Yontif, they had a geira. So if we'll say that the chiv to make a goyrel is only the rabbonon, so maybe we could say that they make a goyrel on Shabbos and Yontov, which is difficult to say in its own. But if it's a deraisa, how did they make a goyrel? What did they do? So the Tilal David answers that this goyrel wasn't to decide a financial matter. It was to decide who should get which avoider, or if you should get an avoider at all. So that isn't like a kinyan. When the Ramah says that one may not make a geirel on Shabbos, he only means when it's an act of a kinyan. Here it's not an act of a kinyan, and that's why it's mutter. But the Mefarshim do ask that why was the geirel made in the way that we understand from learning the Mishnah and the Gemara, with the Kahanim got around in a circle and they put down the hat, and like that they decided and they started a count, and like that they determined who should get the opportunity to do the avodah. Why don't they do the geirel in one of the old-fashioned ways we know a geirel is done? Because there's really two ways that typically a geirel is done. One is that you put down a piece of paper, and on the paper it says what job you get, the job, and whoever picked out that paper will get that job. Or you can write down the names of the people, and whoever chooses his name wins the geirel. So to do the geirel in the second way that we just explained, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is difficult to explain, is understandable why they didn't do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Because every day, every week, there was a different Mishmer doing the Avodah. Every day, there was a different base Av of that Mishmer doing the Avodah. And therefore, to have to write down all the names of every coin and every base Av every day, obviously very complicated. But even the first way that we mentioned, where you write down the various assignments and then have the Kohanim pick out pieces of paper. And whoever picked the paper that had his assignment, it's a raya that he should get, he should do that avodah, says the Tiferes Yisrael, it's really an unfair way of doing a lottery. Because he explains, it could probably be explained both ways, that the first person who will get a chance to put his hands into that box with all the names will probably have the greatest chance of winning because all of the jobs are still in there. As the jobs are pulled out of the, as the papers with the various assignments are pulled out of the box, you have less and less of a chance of winning an opportunity. And they wanted to do the Geirel in the most fair fashion. And the most fair fashion of doing the Geirel, he explains, is the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash with them all getting around the circle. So there's an interesting question that the Mefarshim ask. Mefarshim ask why, what the Mishnah says, that originally for the Trumas HaDeshen there was no Geirel. For the Trumas HaDeshen there was a race. Whoever reached the Mizbeach first would win. And the Mishnah says, "V'mhayu shneim shavim," that if two Kohanim reached the Mizbeach at the same time, so then the Mishnah says, even before they instituted that it's always done by Geirel, Hamuna Amala Mitzbiu, they should do a Geirel. And all the Rishonim explain, what does it mean that a Geirel should be done? Not just between the two Kohanim that one that were the closest but just end up with a tie. Now we do a Geirel with everybody. And the question is that the Mefarshim ask, why do all the Kohanim get a chance to be part of the Geirel now? Shouldn't only be the Geirel between these last two people who won? So the Tosfos Yontif says that that wouldn't be a fair way of doing a Geirel, because a Geirel is only going to be done between two individuals. So we know that if the Mamuna chooses an odd number, whoever will be the first person to be counted with will win the Geirel. If the Mamuna will choose an even number, then the second person will always win. And therefore, since it can't be done in a fair fashion, therefore, says the Tosfos Yontif, they had no other option but to do the Geirel all over again. The other Mefarshim say that the Sfasema says a simple teretz. Sfasema says that Chazal only had two options available to them. There was one option of a Geirel, and there's one option of a race. And if the race doesn't work, we have to revert back to the Geirel. There are other Achroinim, however, that say, if we look into Rashi, and we look into Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta, we'll see a very interesting vort in Rashi. Rashi says that the kol akoidim behem, here Rashi is describing the race, and Rashi says the kol akoidim likonis l'toich arba abs ayonis shel keves, whoever gets to the mizbeach first, hasmuches l'roish mizbeach, zoich l'troim, he is the one that gets the opportunity to do trumas adeshen. And Rashi adds two more words, the zeh goyrolam. What does zeh goyrolam mean? Rashi is saying that there's two ways of doing a goyrol. We look at the race as a different type of a chore. There's a different type of a way of deciding who should get which assignment. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that a goyrol is determined, Rashi says, that the race is a goyrol. So if we could accomplish what we need to accomplish with a race, great. And if we can't accomplish it with a race, then we have to do it with a goyrol. What would be the nafkamina between these pshatim? The nafkamina between these various pshatim is going to be if the two people who are at the end of the day tied for the first place So they know they both can't do the avoda. Only one kohen could do the trumas adeshin. So one kohen is mevata to the other kohen. I'll let you do the avoda. What would be the halacha? If we say that Chazal said it's either a race or a goyim, so here the fact that they're nice to each other is immaterial. The Torah said it's not a question of being nice or not nice. There's an established way of doing it. The established way of doing it is through a goyim or through a race. And if there is no race, there is a goyim. But if we say that it's not that the Torah said it has to be, like the Tosfos Yotzer said, it's not because the Torah said it has to be either a race or a goyim. What Tosfos Yotzer says is because if the race didn't work, and a goyim between two people is not an honest goyim, so therefore, says Mefarshim, according to Tosfos Yotzer, if the one of these two Kohanim, one is ready to say to the other, I'll let you win, then they wouldn't have a reason to do a goyim. And based on this Gemara, the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Nun Bey, Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Beis in the Magen Avraham, he's discussing there the halachas of Kaddish, where in earlier times in many shuls, the minig was that only one person recited the Kaddish. It wasn't that everybody who Rachman Al-Tzan had to say Kaddish said the Kaddish. And they decided if there were many chiyuvim for Kaddish, obviously the Magen Avraham and the other Paiskim discuss who should, who the order of chiyuvim. But let's say there are a number of people who are all equal in the status of being obligated to saying Kaddish. So how do we decide who should say? It's done through Goyal, says the Magen Avraham. And let's say the Goyal comes out that there are two people that pick the same number. It seems that the way the Goyal was done was that they put numbers in a box, and whoever picked the highest number or the lowest number was the winner. But if two people pick the same number, so now what do you do? Says the Magen Avraham, based on our Gemara, the Magen Avraham says, it's not, so now we have to do it over. So again, it's clear here that halacha is that if one is ready to let the other one say Kaddish, that's fine. But if that isn't the case, says the Magen Avraham, that no, you start all over again. And his raya is our Gemara. Because our Mishnah says that when you start the Goyro, and if it doesn't work, it's not just that you take the finalist, everybody goes back into the Goyro. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Machzor HaShekel disagrees. And the Machzor HaShekel first explains the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And then the Machzor HaShekel quotes the Eliyahu Rabba that disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He says, the Magen Avraham, that there was a special reason, says the Eliyahu Rabba. Why they had no option but to do the entire Goyal over. Because as we quoted the Tosfos Yontif, because a Goyal would be a fundamentally unfair Goyal if it was only two people. That's why, says the Eliyahu Rabba, we did the Goyal including everybody who was originally included in the Goyal. But in the case that the Magen Avraham is discussing, where we're not doing the Goyal in that fashion, we could start the Goyal, or we don't have to start the Goyal all over again. We just use the two finalists, make a Goyal between themselves. So actually, the Machzor HaShekel says that the Eliyahu Rabba's raya, that he bases his entire raya on the Tosfos Yontif, is not really compelling. Because it goes back to a different question. A question that the Rishonim already debate. When they did the Goyal in the Beis HaMikdash, who was the one that picked the number? Was it the Mamunah who picked the number? Or was the number chosen by other people? Says the Eliyahu Rabba, if the number was indeed chosen by the Mamunah, so that's why over there, it's impossible to have the Goyal done fairly if you only have two people, and there is no other option but bringing everybody into the goyel. But if it's not the mamona doing the choosing of the number, the choosing of the number is done by somebody outside, so the mamona who's counting doesn't know if it's going to be an even or odd number, so therefore the Tosfos Yontif explanation is not correct. And yet the halacha that all the Rishonim say is that the halacha in our Mishnah is that the goyel, the race doesn't work, you do the goyel. It's a raya that when you're doing a goyel over, you include everyone else. It's also interesting to note that the Magen Avraham indicates that certainly the halacha, nobody disagrees with the Magen Avraham on this point, that let's say the goyel was done between a number of people who are chiyuvim. And then, before they daven, other people show up who are chiyuvim. So they also said, we have a right to the Kaddish, and therefore the goyel is done. So he says, certainly, since these people, even though they weren't there by the first goyel, doesn't mean that they should be excluded. Says the Magen Avraham, the goyel should be done again. And of course, in such a situation, everybody agrees that when the goyel is done over, everybody who was in the original goyel is included in this goyel as well. So, to summarize, in such a case, if in a case where there was a goyel done and there are finalists, we have a machloikis what should be done. The Magen Avraham says that the goyel should be done all over. I am bringing the raya from our Gemara. I, in our Gemara, one can argue, as the Tosfos Yontif did, that the reason the goyel is done all over is because in our Gemara, otherwise you cannot have a fair goyel with only two people. So the Machsa Shekel, as we just said, says that that's not a compelling issue, because we could always have someone other than the supervisor select a number and not announce it until the supervisor starts the actual counting of the two kahanim. Or we could use a different type of goyel by selecting numbers from a box, the Machsa Shekel says, although I find that Machsa Shekel difficult to understand, because it's quite clear in our Gemara that, and we explained this earlier in our shiur as well, that in the Beis HaMikdash, the type of goyel that we typically do by putting things in a box and choosing, as the Tveres Yisrael explained, that was never done in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have here machloikis of the Elio Rabba and the Magen Avraham. Is the second goyel done between the finalists or between everyone? The Milz Daka agrees with the Magen Avraham's approach in understanding the Mishnah, but he doesn't agree with it to a regular case of a lottery. He says that in an ordinary lottery that successfully narrows down the competition to two finalists, there's no reason to repeat it with the other participants who drew lower numbers. Only in our Mishnah, where, as we explained at the beginning of our shiur, where there's a special din, could be even midaraisa, that the identification of who's going to do the avoda is done through a goyel, and we learned in Rashi that a goyel also means a race. So there's only two options, a race or a goyel. There are no other options. But that's a din strictly in the Beis HaMikdash by the kahanim doing the avoda, that has nothing to do with any other area of halacha, any other type of situation where a goyel, where a lottery was done.